Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Tuesday, October 28th. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for being with us so early. This half hour is just for you guys. And I don't know about you, but I am exhausted after that game last night.
Did you stay up for the whole game?
11:51, baby, is when it ended. 11:51 was when I was like, I gotta go to bed.
I think I ended, I think the 12th inning. I was like, I am not staying up. I am exhausted. I can't believe it went that far.
18 innings. It was over 6.5 hours. And this is how it ended.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
I mean, that, I was so tired, but I could not stop watching it. I was like, I have to know what happens. And it's Game 3 of the World Series. You got the Dodgers, you got the Blue Jays, and wow. I'm running on empty today, but I still feel like I have that adrenaline going from the game last night.
I love that. I love that for you because I could not. I was like so tired. I really wanted to say it, but I was done for. But whenever I see Freddie Freeman up to bat, I'm like, here this guy goes again.
Oh, he was not doing well for most of the game. So now I'm like, okay, I think the Dodger fans forgive you now after that. Because it was just a lot of the guys were 0-for, and then they wouldn't pitch to Ohtani. Mm-hmm. And it was like, when is this game going to end? And so finally they got some stuff going. But yeah, it was just a crazy game. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about more about that coming up this morning. But yeah, that was kind of how my night ended just before midnight. I finally got to bed and woke up this morning. I was like, no, I felt like I didn't sleep. But how are you doing this morning?
You know, I'm good. Watching baseball, I cooked dinner. And do you ever cook dinner and it just smells up the entire house.
Yes.
Oh my God. That was me last night trying to air everything out. I think I need to clean the little ventilation over the stove because I haven't in so long. But I'm trying to air it out. All the windows are open. I'm putting on incense. And this morning, I had to leave the sliding door open. And Momo, he sleeps in the living room. And I don't think he could have, he slept last night very well because there's a lot of noise outside. I woke up. I went into the living room and Momo's usually knocked out on the couch. This morning, he was right by the door waiting for me, like he couldn't sleep last night. So I felt bad. I was like, aww. I'm sorry, baby.
Maybe
so,
he watched the game too. Yeah. He's like, I can't
Mom,
sleep now.
That game last night, you missed Freeman's hit. It was such a good game.
See, you never know.
But yeah, that was my night last night. Really nice, really chill. Just trying to get that air, the air out to the smell of my dinner last
that,
night.
That happens to us a lot when I cook. And so my husband bought these they're like these air purifiers that you plug into the walls, and so whenever I'm gonna cook, he plugs those in the outlets in the kitchen, and okay. that has helped a lot. And he got them like off of Amazon. They're like these little squares, and they even double as nightlights if you want them, and they just kind of purify the air. So it really, I've noticed a big difference in it helping when we cook.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out because it's necessary, especially when I'm cooking stuff that's smoky and high heat.
Yeah, it definitely leaves a lingering smell, and I cannot stand it when I'm upstairs and I smell it. I'm like,
I can't sleep at night. Yes, the smell keeps me up at night. I'm like, oh my God, putting on incense over and over again.
Yeah. But
how was your night other than the baseball game?
It was good. It was a good day yesterday. I got caught up on some things. Actually, I didn't have a whole lot going on yesterday, which was really nice. I was here at the station for a little bit, but yeah, got to just kind of chill and just got ready for the game and ready for today's show. We've got a lot going on the show. Jessica Simpson tickets. A lot of people have been talking about that interview we had with her. She was so great. And she's doing a show at Planet Hollywood. So we have those tickets for you at 7:30 this morning. But you know, some people are born into privilege and others are just completely born into chaos. And I thought this was so funny because the other day, Ramon on the show, he sent me this Instagram bit reel that was so funny, and he captioned it, "This is going to be my son in a few years when he realizes that I made him a Raiders fan." And this was the video that he sent me.
I'll see if I can get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm always a Jets fan, but like, I hate this team.
It was after a Jets game, and he went up to this poor kid, some teenager, and he's like, yeah, what are your thoughts on the game?
I'll see if I can get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm always a Jets fan, but like, I hate this team.
And when he sent me that video, I couldn't stop laughing because we give him a hard time. And hey, I mean, we want the Raiders to be successful. We want Las Vegas to be successful. But let's just be honest, they are not good.
They aren't. And it hurts my heart for Ramon especially. And his son has no idea. Just like, I was born into this. I have to be a Raiders fan. I can't not be a Raiders fan. And in this video, this Jets fan, you could just see the distraught and the tears in his eyes.
He's just dead inside.
Disappointment, man.
Have you, is anyone listening that you were born into something and it's just made your life miserable? You're like, why do I continue to do this? Maybe you are a Jets fan. Maybe you are a Raiders fan. Maybe it's not even a team. Maybe it's just something that your family is super into. 702-364-9400 for us. I was born into a 5K family, and it was absolutely miserable.
You're kidding.
My dad would sign us up as a family for 5Ks, like almost every other Sunday or Saturday. And it's like, I couldn't sleep in because we had to go run a 5K because my dad thought it would be a fun bonding thing. And it would be something that would make us all healthy. And I mean, It was just, there were medals, there were matching t-shirts, there were water stations. I hated every single minute of it. And I said, I will not be bringing this tradition along to my family. There's absolutely no way.
Oh my, I had no idea.
Oh my gosh, it was the worst.
I mean, thank God. I mean, and I love my parents and I'm really, I'm happy where they are now. But they did get separated very young in my life. I was in middle school. So thank God I didn't have to do this anymore after they got separated. This is one of the pros of the separation. My mom would take us to midnight mass for Christmas.
Oh no.
I was so bored out of my mind. I was like, when is Santa coming? I just want to go back home and open presents. I hated midnight mass
and oh. So long and you're so tired and oh my gosh.
I don't know what it is about, and I'm, you know, all respect to the Catholic religion, but anytime I have to go to the Catholic Church for weddings, for mass, for baptisms, it takes me back to my childhood of misery.
That is something that you're just born into, and it just becomes a tradition, and it's up to you on whether or not you want to carry along the tradition. I just got this text that says, my dad raised me to be a Cowboys fan. I have been emotionally exhausted since birth. This one says, every Thanksgiving, my family does a talent show. I have no talent. It's a problem.
I can blow a kazoo.
Oh my gosh. This one says, we're a camping family. I prefer hotels with 1,000 thread count sheets. Oh my God. My dad tried to get us to be a camping family. It did not last long. We all complained the entire time.
I could imagine camping with my family. I would, my hair would fall out from the stress.
There's no way. This text says, my grandma hosts Bunko every New Year's Eve. No one leaves until someone cries. Wow.
I would force myself to cry.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! How you guys doing? It is 6:03. It is Tuesday, October 28th. And thank you so much for being here on a Tuesday morning. It is early, it is dark. And I don't know what it is about the studio, but at 6 o'clock every morning, my AC turns on in here and it hits me like direct and I am like freezing. But it doesn't do this in the summer. In the summer, what? I'm so hot in here. So I was just like sitting here shivering this morning. It definitely woke me up though, that's for sure.
That'll recharge your energy
right
away.
I'm wide awake now after coming off of watching that baseball game last night that lasted 6.5 hours.
Jeez.
Didn't go to bed till 11:51 last night. Just craziness.
There is something that instantly recharges my energy. And I feel like music just does this to you. Like once a song that you love, it just goes boom. And instantly you're like, what? I wasn't tired. That was just like 30-second old me. So this happened a couple weekends ago at my friend's wedding. And it's a dancer wedding. Everybody's out on the dance floor. There's dance battles going. I'm in the middle of the circle, apparently. I get a video the next day of me in the circle that I don't remember. But there's a part of the wedding where, from dancing, I mean, like, my dress is completely soaked from sweat.
Oh no, you were really going for it.
Yeah, it's like, especially with my old dance friends, that's just what we do. We dance on the floor until the night ends. Well, in the middle of the night where there was still dancing continues, my social battery like just stopped. Like my whole energy hit a wall and I just needed to go back to our table, sit down, and just close my eyes.
Sometimes it happens.
So I told my friends who were sitting at the table with me, I said, just face me so that pretending that we're catching up and talking, I just need to close my eyes. And aww. So my back is facing the dance floor. I'm facing them. My eyes are closed. And my friends are pretending to talk to me when really they're just talking to each other. But instantly, when the DJ played this song, I got back on the dance floor like I was not even exhausted. It was this song.
Taste me how to dug. Taste me, taste me.
Oh, yes. I've seen you, Dougie, before. There's a new light that is renewed in you when this song comes on. You you kind of turn into a different person, honestly.
I am no longer Steph.
No, you are like Sasha Fierce.
There you go, girl. I'm Sasha Fierce. It's like Steffi is not Steph, it's Steffi.
I've never seen anything like it before. I can see where this would like recharge you.
So I'm sleeping, quote unquote. My body's upright. The DJ plays this song and like nothing ever happened. I'm out there. Hey, hey, hey. And then they're like, hey, get it, Steph. No one would have known I was sleeping.
I wonder if there's someone listening right now that was just kind of like, oh, I'm so tired. And then they heard that song and they're like, hey.
Yay!
Does everyone have a song like that that is like your... It's like your battery. It's like you, someone replaced the batteries in you and all of a sudden you've got the energy, or maybe it's something that you need to have on your workout playlist. 702-364-9400.
Is there a song that you have where it turns on, you're like, oh, instantly recharged?
There's a lot of them. There was one that came on the other day that really surprised me. Usually my husband and I go for walks, and he was going to be working that day. So he's like, I don't want to use all my energy. He's going to be running around. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go by myself. There's a 3.5 mile path that we take. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hit this one hard and just go. So I put my headphones on. I start walking. I'm just listening to my K-pop playlist. And then this song comes on. And I don't know what happened to me, but all of a sudden, I started running. I'd never run. But something was awoken inside of me. And I was like, and then I just like the beats per minute were perfect for a nice little run. And I just started running. And I'm like, my doctor's going to kill me. He tells me not to run on pavement, but whatever. So I just went for it. I don't know what it is about Golden by Huntrix that just gets me going.
Oh my God, this song, and that's why it is such a good song, is that it feels like once this song starts, it like something inside you wants to like conquer the world.
Yeah, it's just, I cannot explain it, what that song does to me. So yeah, maybe that's that and Teach Me How to Dougie. We got to sneak those in at some point this morning to get us going, because we are so excited to have you guys here this morning. A lot coming up. Don't want to go anywhere. We've got your tickets to see Jessica Simpson, 7:30 with the Mega Minute, an $800 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers at 7 with Beat Mercedes. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. There is a ballroom battle brewing at Dancing with the Stars. Maxim Tchaikovsky, he just went off on one of the season's pros, calling it absurd, calling it outrageous. I'll tell you who he's talking about and why this could get messy. We have details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Dancing with the Stars is trending this morning. It is on tonight. And if you're a fan of the show, you might have heard about the drama, and it's not even about the dancing. Max Tchaikovsky, he has officially entered his villain era. He is a former pro on the show. He's not on this season. His wife, Peta, she is a former pro, also not on this season. But they do a podcast, and they are calling out one of the Dancing with the Stars dancers. Specifically, they're out the show for bringing in Taylor Swift's backup dancer, Jan Ravnik, as a pro. Did you know that Jan was on the show?
No, I did not.
Okay, so he was on the Eras Tour, really good looking guy.
Yes.
And he is partnered up with Jen Affleck, who is on the Mormon Housewives.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah,
yes.
So they are paired up, and they just feel like he has no business being on this show. This is what they said on the podcast. They said that during Wicked Week, it just really kind of exacerbated his weaknesses because he was supposed to do a foxtrot, and I guess it did not look like anything like a foxtrot. It's not. It's getting kind of contentious. I guess that Jen posted a TikTok saying like, hey, stop talking about my partner. In Max's words, he said he has no idea what a foxtrot is supposed to look like, and he's worried that the show is trading technique for hype. And you know, Max, he's not the type of guy who who whispers things. He's pretty vocal about them.
I saw the video of his foxtrot dance of the Wicked Night, and I was like, let me compare it to something that's a little bit more foxtrot material. And I saw Charli D'Amelio when she was on Dancing with the Stars a few years ago, and I compared those two performances, and there are huge differences to technique. And I feel so bad for the guy because he's in it, you know, to have fun. He has a great reputation from, you know, the Taylor Swift tour. But at the same time, coming from a former dancer, I can't tell you how frustrating it is when people are hired and they don't have the background or the technique and the resume to fulfill it. I get it. You're a great looking guy and you have that look or that stage presence or whatever. But if you are teaching a celebrity how to do something and you don't even have the technique yourself, I side with these dancers who are frustrated as well.
I do understand where they're coming from, and I do agree that, you know, maybe he shouldn't have been cast, but just looking at it from his perspective, so Dancing with the Stars offers you the chance to be on their show as a pro. I'm taking it.
Oh yeah.
I'm taking it. Yes, let me do it. I think he probably should study up a little more on some of the ballroom dances and his technique, but I don't blame him for accepting the job. I think the blame goes to Dancing with the Stars, who kind of exposed him for, you know, maybe him being a Taylor Swift dancer is going to get us more ratings and this and that, but the only victims here, it's going to be Jen,
yep,
because she's not getting the proper training, and Jan, because the guy's just trying to, you know, take advantage of an opportunity that he was given. And so I get it. It's going to be interesting to see if that tension kind of creeps onto the dance floor tonight. The theme for tonight is Halloween. So
Ooh. It
should be interesting. And that is what's trending. I don't really know what to say about this. Have you ever just like stumbled onto the set of a horror movie where you're like, okay, I don't feel good about this? Steph just stumbled onto something yesterday, broad daylight, totally normal day, and things got really weird. What happened?
I mean, I've seen some crazy things in my life, especially with my dad being like a psychic medium, but this tops it. So me and Momo were going on our daily walk at the park, broad daylight, it's like 3 p.m., and I turn the corner, and on this big grassy field that usually like coaches are setting up to play like flag football for the co-ed kids, they were putting their cones there, and then on the other side of the field, there was this couple, and this guy, he wasn't wearing a shirt, this girl was barely wearing anything either. They were closing their eyes. It looked like they were meditating, but I noticed they were like swaying back and forth, and I was like, I don't want to misjudge, like I don't know if they're just out of it or whatever. And then when I slowly started to get a little bit closer, I heard them chanting something, and it was as if like they were doing a seance, and I was kind of freaking out. And I was like, you know how like the seances in the movies, they'll do like a circle and the star in the middle. It wasn't anything like that. It was just more like them meditating and swaying and chanting.
Just the two of them?
Just the two of them. And you could see like the coaches like setting up for their flag football practice were kind of trying to keep their distance because of how weird it looked. So you can see them swaying back and forth. And when I hear them chanting, it's something like calling all angels, Archangel Gabriel, and I'm like, what is happening? And then they start singing, like saying, ra ta 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 on the top of their lungs. I'm like, what is happening? So once I hear the couple like chanting like the ra ta 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 ta, me and Momo, I grabbed that leash so tight. I told them, let's go. We turned around and we walked the other way.
Have you ever seen something in public where you're like, oh, no way. I am going the opposite direction after seeing this. What made you just turn around and walk away? Because you're like, I am not getting involved with this. 702-364-9400. The second I hear chanting in a public park, I am gone. I don't care if it is angels or the flag football team. If I hear chanting, I'm going the opposite direction. I mean, this is straight out of a horror movie. And it's always the innocent bystander that gets hurt.
Yes. Like, imagine if I don't know what would have happened if I stayed, but I just felt like, since I feel like I'm a little bit spiritually aware, I feel like demons would have, like, tacked onto me, and I would have brought, like, spirits home with me.
So what were they saying exactly?
Okay, what I heard was, calling Archangel Michael to protect us so we can summon something, something, something. And they go into a chant like, ra, ta, 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 ta. I'm like, what is going on?
Are you sure that they were not summoning Missy Elliott? It sounds like that's what they were doing.
You know what? Maybe they were just trying to flip it. What is it? Just like, I put my thing down.
Smack it up, flip it, and reverse it. I'm telling you, maybe there's something to that.
I don't know. You're right. Maybe I should have just let them do band practice.
It's Mix.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Game 3 of the World Series was less of a baseball game and more of an endurance test last night.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
If you stayed up, you basically worked a second shift yesterday. The score was tied 5-5 in the seventh inning. Somehow stayed that way through the 18th. Yes, 18
wow.
innings, 6 hours, 39 minutes of baseball. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays used a total of 19 pitchers and left 47 runners stranded.
Oh my God.
Insanity. It finally ended when Freddie Freeman launched a walk-off solo homer over the center field wall, sending the Dodger fans into a complete and total delirium. And anyone watching East Coast or West Coast, I know it was super late for the East Coast, but it was 11:51 here when it happened. And I was up watching it. I'm going to feel like I'm in a coma for the rest of the day, I'm sure, but it's okay. It was worth it. So it was just that was historic baseball. That was insane.
I was exhausted by the 12th inning. I could not stay awake. I know James watched it to the end. I don't know how you're alive right now from that night. It's insane. Like with the Shohei Ohtani, and mind you, I'm a Padres fan. So the Dodgers and the Padres, they're very big rivals. And there are a lot of the times where I'm like, oh, the Dodgers. But Ohtani, it's so hard to hate him.
Oh, he's so likable.
And the things that he did during that game that I saw, I was like, this is absolutely crazy. He is he's a go.
I made a comment on Threads. I was like, it really is an honor to watch this guy play baseball.
Yes.
It really is. I just really enjoy watching him. And yeah, I've never seen a player like him in my entire life. It was a crazy game. Game 4 goes down tonight. Like, it was funny, the post-game interviews, they were asking him through the translator, like, hey, you know, this was a crazy game, and you're pitching tomorrow night.
Yes.
How do you feel? And he's like, I just want to go home and go to sleep so I can be prepared.
We need to wrap this up, media. Yeah. I need my rest. Wow.
So, yeah, Game 4 goes down tonight. Shane Bieber is on the mound for Toronto. Shohei is pitching for L.A. First pitch is at 5 o'clock our time on Fox. Dodgers lead the series 2-1. Also this morning, a new study out of the U.K. just gave everyone over 40 one more thing to stress about, okay? Researchers have found that people who sleep with a nightlight or even just the TV on have a 20% higher risk of a heart attack or stroke.
Oh my God.
Compared to those who sleep in total darkness.
Why?
Well, they looked at 90,000 adults. The average age was 62, so it was on the older end. And they tracked the brightness in their bedrooms, and the darkest rooms had the lower risk of heart attack, while moderately bright rooms, like those with like a soft nightlight or even like a flickering TV glow, they had a significantly higher risk. So if your bedroom looks like, you know, a hotel hallway at night, you might want to consider flipping the switch off.
That is interesting. I wonder, I know for me, I need total pitch darkness. I can't sleep with the TV on. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, just the circadian rhythm. But I wonder if it has anything to do with you know, when you close your eyes, you can still see light, like
yes,
the light that comes through.
Yes.
And that's maybe why people sleep with sleeping masks. And maybe that is why it helps people sleep better. I don't know.
The hardest thing for me, my husband loves to watch TV. Like, I call it at night. I'm like, I'm going to sleep, but he keeps watching TV. He turns the volume down, but I can see that glow of the
yes.
TV. And I just, you know, I don't say anything because I know it's not going to, he's not going to be watching it for a long time after, but it definitely keeps you up.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for James because sometimes he'll even be on his phone and even the brightness from his phone.
Yes.
I'm like nudging him. I'm like, put your phone down, put your phone away. And he's like, I can't do anything with this lady.
I found out a really interesting sleep hack from one of my girlfriends yesterday. At 8 o'clock, I'm gonna talk about it. Like,
okay.
I had never heard of this before, and maybe it's common knowledge, but she's like, I get the best sleep of my life because she does this one thing. So I might have to try it. Maybe you'll try it too,
okay.
But we'll talk about that at 8 o'clock this
Ooh,
morning.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, a new survey found that 61% of Americans say they would be comfortable talking about money. Or they would be rather uncomfortable talking about money with friends and family. So to put that into perspective here, only 24% say they'd feel awkward discussing politics. Just 18% felt that way about religion, which means that, you know, you compare that to the 61% of people who are uncomfortable talking about money. So if you're, you know, Aunt Linda wants to bring up inflation, it's actually less painful than talking about your credit card balance.
Huh. It's
interesting what makes people uncomfortable. The survey also showed that people are more likely to clam up about salary, debt, their bank account, then even their love life or their weight. They'd rather talk about those things than money. Gen Z is way more open about money, but women overall report feeling more stress around financial conversations than men do. So just remember, you know, the holiday dinners, they're getting closer. So maybe stick to the weather, how good the stuffing is, something like that.
I do not like talking about politics at family parties or dinners. I have a small family, okay? It's my dad, my aunt, and my uncle, and then their significant others. Actually, my dad's single and my uncle's single. So it's just really my aunt and uncle. And they are totally divided politically.
Oh no.
And I
feel the tension right now.
Me and my cousin, we view the same way. My aunt and uncle are total opposites. And when it gets brought up, oh my God, I'm just like, this is it, you guys. This is why I don't like coming back home for holidays.
That to me is wild that you can be like in a relationship with someone and be on total complete ends of the spectrum. Like I could see having differences on certain things, but like complete opposites, I'd be fighting all the time.
And I think I have a best friend who got married to someone who is completely different political views. I'm like, how are you doing this right now? I found out after the fact they got married. I'm like, what? You told me that they like this person? And she's like, I know. I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I mean, that's pretty divisive. That and do you cook the stuffing inside the turkey or outside the turkey?
Oh, we're not getting married.
Also divisive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So I have an honest question. I'm not trying to be rude, but I think I came across as really, really rude to a group of people. What's your take on the group chat? Group chats are formed for different reasons. Friends, there's a work group chat. Maybe your kid is on a team and you've got the parent group chat. Maybe it's school. So I'm in this group text that's been going on for a long time now. Like, it started when Brooklyn was on an old volleyball team. We're talking at least 2 years, maybe even 3 years on this one. And all the parents were in it, so we could coordinate, you know, rides and travel plans and tournament information and all sorts of stuff. So we were all in it. And they are the nicest people, truly. I want to make that clear. Super nice people. But here's the thing. My daughter hasn't played on that team in forever. And we are way, way, way past the days of, you know, the carpools and the tournaments. But this group text never died.
Oh, God.
I don't understand. It never died. It just kept going. So now, like, they talk about random stuff. Memes, Costco deals.
Hey, okay.
Vacations. Like, things that have nothing to do with volleyball or us. It's just, it's like general information. Like, hey, did you guys know that there's a Costco meal for Thanksgiving for $40? And whoa, everyone liking the post. And like, it's a lot. And so the other night I'm on the couch and my phone just starts lighting up. And it's not one or two messages. It's like someone lit this fuse. It just started going off every ding, ding, ding about something. I just was like, oh my gosh. So I just had this moment where I'm like, why am I still here? So I quietly left the chat. No drama, no announcement. I just left.
I mean, is it really quietly, though? Because in group chats, you can see Mercedes Martinez has left the group chat.
I know.
Like, there's a notification that everybody gets.
I didn't even think about that when I left it. I thought, no one's going to notice this. They're all talking about something. They're not going to notice this. So I left the chat, and 5 minutes later, one of the moms texted me separately.
Oh, no. Busted.
And she wrote, wow, you left the chat? Question mark.
Called out. Called out. Please tell me, what did you say?
I sent her the shrug emoji. I didn't know what to say. Oh, I was like, shrug. Like, what is your take? Is it rude to leave a group chat? 702-364-9400. Was I rude? Was that rude? I just wanted to protect my peace. I never, like, contributed to anything to this chat. I was just getting the text. They didn't need me in there. Now I feel really, really bad about the whole situation. What do you guys think? Deanna is on. Hey, Deanna, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Okay, word of the wise, leave the group chat.
I did the right thing, right?
You totally did. And I had to learn that the hard way myself. I used to work for this company and I did leave on good terms and all that, but I was still in the group chat with a bunch of my old coworkers. And, you know, in this group chat, like, they're talking about important things. I mean, they're talking about company strategy, new products, quarterly goals, and
Oh, no.
It's like insider stuff. And I'll be honest, I actually started passing that info along to my, like, my new bosses and my team. I know, right? It was like I was totally this, like, corporate spy.
Oh, my gosh. You had insider information, the trade secrets, and you're passing it on. I love it. So did they ever figure it out?
And it ended up turned around and kind of bit me in the butt. You know, someone in the chat, like, realized that I was still in the chat, and I got busted, and they kicked me out of the group, you know, actually kicked me out so fast that I basically didn't even get to say, oops, I'm sorry, or hi.
Oh my gosh.
That there's a moral, like, thing there, but I feel like they didn't notice you were there, so hey, do with that information as you will, you know?
I don't know. Like, that moral thing, like, if I knew, like, information was coming down in the group chat, I feel like I would have left. I couldn't have held that, and knowing that I was a corporate spy.
I definitely think it would have got to me, and I probably would have left, but they didn't notice her. It's kind of their fault, too.
Yeah, in her situation, I guess she is in the right, but for you, Mercedes, I think you are, too. I personally hate group chats. I hate knowing, like, I feel obligated to respond to all of these things, and I feel, like, a little bit, like, this obligation to just... if everyone is responding, then I have to respond.
Right.
And then the do not disturb, when you put it on silent mode, the notifications are still there on your phone.
So many notifications, and half of them are just people liking other people's posts.
Oh, that's
like,
so
and so liked this, so and so loved this, so and so thumbs down this. Like, it just, it got to be too much, and that's why I left. So I feel like they probably have a group chat talking about how I left the group chat now, like how rude that was. Don't you think? Because that lady texted me right away.
Well, they're talking about things that the group chat's not intended for anymore. Like, start a new chat or start personal chats. Like, stop with the group chats, people. Group chats are so annoying.
Let's get a kid's perspective on this. Grayson was one of our junior listeners. Hey, Grayson, good morning. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. Like, I totally agree with Mercedes. Like, totally.
The group chat, do you have a bunch of group chats with your friends?
Well, I don't really have that much friends, so no, not really, but I do have a group chat with almost my whole family, so yeah.
Do you want to join a group chat with a bunch of adults who like to talk about Costco? I can add you to it.
God, Grayson, it's just...
Yeah, not really.
No, Greg, why you putting it on Grayson? That's messed up.
Hey, I'm just saying. Sometimes you might get some valuable information. Ramon, where do you stand on the whole group chat thing?
I would have left day one after the whole team disbanded or whatever. I mean, now they're like friends, right? Were you ever friends with these people? If you were just, you know, parents together, yeah, I would have left. And, you know, you guys are lucky. When you guys add, like, an Android user to the Apple group chats, I can never leave. So I would have been stuck.
You're stuck in the group chat?
I'm pretty sure I can't leave. You'd have to, like, kick me out. I could be wrong.
Try to leave the group chat between us three, because me and Mercedes were Apple, you're Android. If you try leaving our group chat, what happens? Or can you? That is so interesting.
I didn't know that. So, yeah, you may take better pictures on your phone, but you're forever stuck in a group chat. I love it.
That's funny.
It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Will, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How's it going?
Great. You ready to win the Mega Minute this morning?
I am. I'm going to give it my best shot.
Okay, you got this. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You know that. You get them all correct, and you are going to see Jessica Simpson. Let's do this. You ready?
Let's go, yes.
All right, Will, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
In which Halloween movie does Debbie Reynolds play the character Agatha Cromwell?
Silence of the Lambs.
No. What time is it if it's a quarter past five?
Quarter past five, 6:15.
No. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
Diamond.
Yes. Snoop Dogg was on which artist's song called California Girls?
Katy Perry.
Yes. Which man is credited with creating the Model T car?
Tesla.
No. In Greek mythology.
Oh, Ford.
Yes, that is correct. In Greek mythology, who is the god of the sea?
Poseidon.
Yes. Gotta catch them all is the catchphrase for which anime series?
Pokemon.
Yes. Which president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Lincoln.
Yes. Lewis and Clark's expedition was led by which famous woman?
Pass.
Raleigh is the capital of which U.S. state?
North Carolina.
Yes. Oh, well, we had to pass on a couple that you didn't get. The time. The movie, the Halloween movie with Debbie Reynolds, where she plays the character Agatha Cromwell. That's the movie Halloween Town. I feel like
that's right.
That's a really like niche movie, Halloween Town. You know, that was like a generational movie.
Yes,
and so,
for sure.
Yeah, some people may not get that one. What time is it if it's a quarter past five? You said 6:15. It's actually 5:15 if it's a quarter past five. So that one we couldn't give you. And then Lewis and Clark's expedition was led by which famous woman? Sacagawea. I am so sorry, Will. That means we have another victim of the Mega Minute. We weren't able to get a winner, but you can hang up and call right back because we are going to give these tickets to see Jessica Simpson at PH Live over at Planet Hollywood on November 8th to Caller 20 right now. Caller 20, you get the tickets. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Have you guys heard about Hurricane Melissa?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. It's definitely just turning into something major. It exploded into a Category 5 yesterday with winds reaching 175 miles per hour. Wow. It's barreling straight towards Jamaica, and it's expected to be the worst hurricane the island has ever experienced. Now, the storm is moving at a crawl, which means the rain totals are so staggering, 15 to 30 inches, with some areas possibly seeing 40. The storm was so intense yesterday that they sent in a Hurricane Hunter aircraft, and it had to turn around mid-mission because the turbulence near the storm center was way too dangerous. One scientist on board said it felt like a roller coaster drop, and it's rare for these planes to abort a flight. More than 50,000 people are already without power, and the southern coast is bracing for a storm surge up to 13 feet. After Jamaica, Melissa is expected to move towards Cuba, Haiti, and the Bahamas. I'm just hoping it takes like a sharp turn and just gets out of the way completely. It's just really bad.
Yeah, I'm reading the updates on it, and it says right now it's stronger than Hurricane Katrina. And I saw this article this is why influencer culture, it just needs to be canceled. There's allegedly an influencer who wanted to go to Jamaica during this storm just to prove like, oh, you know, I'm going during Hurricane Melissa. Why is it messing with my vacation? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? These people who live here are suffering, and you're out there trying to make a vacation and videos out of it?
There's just no self-awareness. It's just, you're right. Sometimes I think there's some very valuable influencers out there that do some great things, teach some amazing things. But then there's others that are just so self-absorbed that they don't realize what's going on around them, you know?
I think there's a difference between content creators and influencers.
I'd agree with that.
And I think when I hear the word influencer, it's this negative connotation. I'd rather hear you're a content creator because you're out there. Your mission is to inform versus like to influence.
You just reminded me of something that happened to me a couple weeks ago. I totally forgot to bring this up. I was grabbing a coffee. It was just at the Starbucks off of 215 in Flamingo, and I ordered it online, so I went in to pick it up. And so I'm walking in, and there's this girl, and I can tell it's like not a heated conversation, but kind of like attitude. And she goes, "Well, it would help you more than me because I'm an influencer." And I don't know what I walked in on. I don't know what happened before I walked in, but I just looked at her when she goes, "I'm an influencer." And I looked at her like no one I have ever seen in my life. And the girl at Starbucks was so kind. She's like, I really appreciate your work in trying to get the word out about things, but I'm sorry we can't help you on that. I think she was trying to get her drink for free.
Oh, God.
Because she's an influencer. Just the way she said it was so, ugh.
Influencer, more like influenza.
Oh, my gosh. It was awful. God. So, also this morning, a new survey reveals that Americans are spending more than a third of their paycheck within the first 12 hours of getting paid.
Oh my God.
By 48 hours, nearly half of it is gone. Millennials are leading that charge, spending around 40% right out of the gate, more than any other generation. The biggest spending happens immediately on essentials like groceries, bills. But here's the catch. Only 28% say they actually put any money into savings right away. That is like low on the list of priorities. A lot of people also cover their subscriptions, their credit card payments, maybe treat themselves to a little something after payday. But it's basically that universal moment where your bank account, it kind of feels like a VIP club. And then 2 days later, you're like, where'd it go? You know what I mean?
We got paid this past Friday, right? I believe so. ComplexCon is literally the next day.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't, you'll relate with me on this, Mercedes. I was not expecting how many sneaker drops my husband was going to be like, oh, we got to get the 11 Mojaves. We got to get the, what was it? The one, the undefeated shoes from Sun. I'm like, where's my paycheck? Where's my money? It's all gone. It's all gone to shoes. It's all gone to unnecessary things. Of course, the bills go first. But ComplexCon just ruined all my entire paycheck.
I'm just saying, at least we have this to complain about. I just think about like the federal workers who get no paycheck. They get no paycheck right now.
I am like heartbroken.
Can this be over? Like, I am so, I just feel so terrible for what people are having to deal with right now. You know what I mean?
I've heard some stories about all the stuff that's going on in personal lives. That breaks my heart. I have nothing to complain about after hearing stuff like that.
No, we really don't. But yet, like you see that a lot of people, and this is why every year we do the Four Corners Food Drive.
Yes.
Because you never know one day to the next if you could be impacted by food insecurity. And there are a lot of people that I believe, you know, 2 or 3 months ago thought, you know, I'm fine, everything's good. And now they're like, I need to go to the food bank because mm-hmm. I don't have money for groceries this month. And that's exactly why we do what we do. It's just, you never know when it's going to impact you.
Preach,
you know?
Sister. You couldn't have said it any better than I could.
Finally, this morning, if you are tired of dating apps, there is a new trend making waves. It's called the feels. And it's a very different kind of singles event. Instead of awkward small talk at a bar, people meet in very softly lit rooms where facilitators guide them through deep breathing, sustained eye contact, and gentle touch like hand holding before you even speak to the person.
What?
I would be so weirded out by this. This is not for me. The idea is to slow everything down and focus on how your body responds to the other person. Heart rate, breath, energy, instead of swiping through photos on a screen. Now, tickets, they're not cheap, $75 to $150, depending on the city, and some events cater to specific communities like queer, straight, polyamorous groups. Organizers say it's about creating real human connection, like literal connection. And some people say it's kind of like mindfulness meets matchmaking.
I don't know if I could do this. I get nervous pretty easily around physical touch. So I'm like, I feel like I'd start hyperventilating if I was doing this.
Just someone I don't know touching me makes me really feel awkward.
I get awkward even when Ramon comes for like a fist bump when he leaves. You know when we say Ramon says goodbye?
Yeah.
Ramon comes into the studio and gives a fist bump. I get nervous. I'm like, oh, here you go.
Why do you get nervous for his fist bumps?
I don't know. I get weirded out.
Are you doing aggressive fist bumps? Ramon.
She's the one with the rock on her finger. I'm the one getting hurt.
Do I really? Yeah, do I really hurt you?
I gotta go in soft.
Oh my God. Tap. Even that, I'm just like, I'll close my eyes and you could just come to me.
He's like dripping blood on his hand after the fist bump because your ring is cutting him.
My bad.
All right, coming up next. We've all heard of using sound machines to help you fall asleep. Steph, I know you use
one,
right?
Yes, I love mine.
Well, I just learned something really interesting that helps one of my good friends sleep like a rock. If you have a weird way that you practice betterness with yourself. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. I think we're always looking for a way to get better, right? To live better, to improve our wellness, maybe to sleep better. And I thought this was really fascinating. I'm not super well versed on sleep methods. I really just, if I am tired, I try to fall asleep. I do suffer from insomnia sometimes, but other than that, I think I'm a pretty decent sleeper. And one of my girlfriends was telling me how she is just not. And she has struggled with getting good quality sleep. She's done like the sleep test. She wears some like Oura Ring that tracks her sleep and does all this stuff. And she told me that she swears she has found something that has completely changed the way she sleeps. And I know you listen to a sound machine when you sleep, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Is it just like white noise?
Yes. Well, the sound machine has different options, but I believe the option that I chose is like a dimly white noise.
Okay. So if you don't know what white noise sounds like, and this is not what she listens to, but just so we have kind of a baseline here, this is what white noise sounds like. Very relaxing, right?
It sounds like the ocean's crashing, yes.
A lot of people compare white noise to like TV static.
Yes.
That it just kind of has that quality. I've also heard of people listening to something called pink noise before, and pink noise is supposed to be a little less harsh. It's very similar to white noise, but it's a little less harsh. This is what pink noise sounds like. It's a little softer.
I don't know if I like the pink noise.
You don't like it?
No, I like the white noise better. This one sounds a little bit more staticky than the white.
So they compare this to like a steady rainfall or something like that.
Like a waterfall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she says she discovered brown noise, and it has been a complete and total game changer. What is the odd little thing that you do that makes you feel good? That has helped you in life. I didn't buy this for a second, but then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to listen to this brown noise, see what it's all about. And I don't know, something weird happened when I listened to it where all of a sudden I started feeling relaxed. And I'm going to play it here. But like, you're driving, you know, just be very mindful.
Fair warning.
Brown noise threw me off a little bit. Here's what brown noise sounds like. There's something about it that, like, I could feel my heart rate coming down. Even now I'm speaking slower. It's kind of like a deep rumbling sound.
I like the brown noise. I felt like my shoulders just relaxed a little bit more.
It's like a waterfall, but like through a subwoofer, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it kind of feels like you're at the beach, but you're far away, like on a cliff. You're not right next to it.
They say that brown noise, it leans into lower frequencies, and a lot of experts say it can help mask all the little sounds that might wake you up in the middle of the night, like neighbors or street noise or the next door neighbor's dog or something like that. Now, the science, there is not a magic cure by any means, but a lot of doctors say that this helps calm your nervous system.
It immediately. I felt it, didn't you?
I can't explain with just that feeling in my chest. I felt like everything kind of opened up. They say it doesn't fix bigger sleep issues, but for people whose brains stay kind of loud at night, it can really make a difference. And I was so fascinated by that. So I might try sleep. And you can go on YouTube or like Spotify or whatever, and they have just brown noise, 8-hour brown noise play that you can put it on and go to bed and listen to it.
That's what I do is when I'm traveling, so I don't have to bring my whole sound machine. I just go on YouTube or Spotify, put it on a loop, put on white noise, and it helps me.
It's weird that the hacks that people have for wellness. And that was the first of two that I learned. I have another one here coming up in just a second, but let's talk to Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have something that is a little odd, but it makes you feel good?
Yes.
So I have the same thing where I go home and you're working and your mind just keeps going and you can't sleep well. My husband is the same way. And that there's a gentleman that's famous for doing animal shows and documentaries about different animals. And his name is Sir David. And I'm trying to remember his last name. But just his voice and the sounds of, like Steph was saying, of the ocean and just the animal noise, the rain and things. But his voice seems to calm me down to where I can fall in the biggest deep sleep.
And where do you find this voice? So how do you listen to it?
Actually, it's on like Netflix, Hulu, all of your prescriptions. And you just look up the nature of the documentary of him, and it has all of everything that he casts.
Are you talking about Sir David Attenborough?
Yes.
Okay. I have never heard this, but I've heard people talking about his voice being really relaxing. Well, you know what? We're going to, when we take a break here, we're going to get some audio from it, and then we'll see how good that is compared to the brown noise. What did you think about the brown noise?
The brown noise, I want to say my husband will love it because he likes like the sounds of nature and the rain and things, but I couldn't get into it. I really, for some reason, David has my my brain and I just fell asleep.
David has your heart. I love it. Yeah, I'm gonna send you guys over some audio. We'll have to play that.
I'm excited to hear David.
We're getting so many texts. Cheryl says the brown noise reminds me of being on an airplane. This one says that's what babies hear when they're inside the mom's womb. This text says, I started listening to deep brown noise a few months ago and I'm never going back. My sleep has improved drastically. And then someone says there's background noise on your iPhone. I use it every single night. I really like the rain background noise. Interesting. Okay, we're going to get this David Attenborough audio. And then remember, I told you I've got two of these. So the second one is something I've been doing for years and I never knew why I was doing it. And I just found out recently why my body does this strange thing when it's overwhelmed. And you may be doing it too.
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, we were just talking about the two weird little things that people say help them feel good that I recently learned about. We covered brown noise. A girlfriend of mine says she swears by sleeping with brown noise and it has helped her sleep quality. Here's what brown noise sounds like if you missed it. It's so bizarre. The second we play this, I feel all tightness in my chest just release. It's Same. So bizarre. I might try to sleep with this tonight to
see if
it works.
Do you think Matt will like it?
I don't know. I might just wear some AirPods or something instead. But
okay.
The whole reason she started sleeping with this is her boyfriend snores really bad. And she says that it has helped drown it out. And we just got a text asking what color noise helps drown out snoring. That's what she said. So you might want to give brown noise a try. We're talking about your wellness hacks. This text says orange scent helped me with my anxiety attacks when I was pregnant. So I've heard that any citrusy smell can really kind of bring you back down to earth and help you focus. So.
I've heard peppermint also helps
as
well.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that one. That's good around the holidays. I smell a lot.
No wonder we're always kind of naturally happy around then.
So this second one is personal and it was so random. I came across a TikTok saying, if you do this, this is why you do this. And I have done this ever since I was a little kid, but there was no rhyme or reason for it. And it sounds really weird, but whenever I'm overwhelmed or overstimulated, I catch myself just raising my arm in the air.
Really?
Do you ever do that? Were you just sitting on your couch and you just raise your arm straight up in the air like a weirdo?
Sometimes I'll put my hand behind my head. Like, you know, when you're relaxing, when people like...
Yes.
Yeah. But I'll only do one arm. That's weird.
It's weird. I literally put my arm straight up in the air. Like I'll be sitting on the couch and then I'll just put it up. And I guess I'm not alone. I saw this TikTok where someone explains that is your body trying to regulate itself. They call it a biological circuit breaker. So put your arm up. Doesn't it feel good?
The blood is flowing more to the heart, maybe.
I feel warmer. I feel more relaxed. And I never knew why I would just randomly put my arm up in the air, but try it. Basically, when your nervous system is on overload, your body sometimes does like little reflexes like stretching or pacing or shaking your hands out or something like that. Or in my case, just shooting one arm up into the sky. It looks like I'm like a car dealership inflatable, you know?
those red and blue ones?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's what it looks like. And the theory is that raising your arm changes your, I wrote it down, proprioceptive feedback. It's your nervous system trying to reset itself, basically. So there's not a stack of medical journals backing up this exact arm move by any means, but the idea behind that whole sensory regulation is real. When your brain is kind of going crazy, interrupting that loop with just a physical action can bring you back down.
You know what's so weird, and I've noticed this about myself too, it's something similar like your arm. I will start to put my thumb in between my pointer finger and my middle finger, like this. And I don't know what it does for me. I don't know, maybe it's like when babies suck their thumbs, that's the comfort that they get. When I put my thumb in between my middle finger and my index finger, there's some type of comfort that comes with me. I don't know where it's from. I don't know how long I've been doing it. But right before I go to sleep, I'll notice. I'll start doing this and I feel like more relaxed.
That's really interesting. Like it's just like random things we're doing with our bodies that make no sense, but make us feel better.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're getting some texts here. Do you do anything that some people look at as kind of odd for wellness, but it makes you feel better? This text just came in and says, I switched from white noise to pink noise a few months ago, and I'll never go back. It's like my brain just sighs and shuts off. This one says, when you literally said the arm thing, I yelled yes in my car.
Ooh.
I've been doing the arm thing for years and never knew it was a thing. This one says, the way I do this arm thing every single day after being around people too long, I guess I've been hitting my own circuit breaker. That's so bizarre to me. I thought I was the only person who did this.
Huh.
I thought it was the only person. This is all caps. Wait. I thought I was the only one who randomly sticks my arm up in the air after a long day. I feel so seen right now. You're not. I don't know. I've been doing this since I was a kid. We were talking to someone earlier about how they listen to Sir David Attenborough to relax.
Yes.
We may relax you too much. Here we go.
A global community of animals rely on this great wilderness. And that makes it one of the most important and influential habitats on the planet. Every year, the Great Barrier Reef attracts over 1 million migrating animals. But there are still large animals.
There's something about his voice that's like storytelling, like he's reading me a book at night.
What is it about the English accent, though, that is also relaxing, you know?
Harry Potter!
Wingardium Leviosa!
There's something about Potter! Potter!
So if you see me just randomly sitting there with my arm up in the air, please don't freak out. I'm just regulating my system, you guys.
Not gonna lie, when you asked me to put my arm up, my body is so sore. I lifted so heavy yesterday. I was like, this is not relaxing me at all. I am so tired.
Ramon, did you lift your arm up? Did you see if it felt good to you?
No, I got a shoulder soreness, so I put it down fairly quickly.
He's like, why are you injuring me here? This is not a physical job.
It didn't work.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is David. David, you're caller 20. Good morning. Are you ready to play Heads Up for Collective Soul tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we bothering you this morning? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. No worries.
All right, let's get you a category. Pick which one you want. Do you want to go with touchdown, okay, everything's bigger in Texas, Statue of Liberty, or tune time?
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Okay, National Tight Ends Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with football. Are you a football fan, David?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like football.
Perfect. We'll get this. No problem. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's pump up this energy. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is what they wear on their heads so they don't get a concussion.
Helmet.
Yes. This is the person that they hike the ball to and he throws it.
Quarterback.
Yes. This is the person in black and white stripes. They usually can't see very well. Yes.
Referee.
This is when you have the ball and you drop it. This is called a what?
Fumble.
Yes. This is when we all get together, all the players, and we decide what we're going to do. We get in a huddle. This is what you do before the game. You have fun. You drink. You are in the parking lot and you do this.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. David, you do know your football. Nice job. You absolutely crushed that. We had so much time left on that. Nice job.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Game 3 of the World Series basically had everything a baseball fan could dream of in a championship matchup, except maybe a decent bedtime. The Dodgers and the Blue Jays were locked in a 5-5 tie in the 7th inning. Neither team could break it for another 11 innings. By the time it was finally over, 19 pitchers had taken the mound. 47 runners had been left on base, and the game clocked in at a marathon 6 hours and 39 minutes. The drama ended in the bottom of the 18th when this happened.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes me.
For Freddie Freeman launched a solo homer over the center field wall, securing the Dodgers win with a 2-1 lead in the series. Game four is set for tonight with Shane Bieber taking the mound for Toronto and Shohei Ohtani starting for LA. First pitch is at 5 o'clock on Fox.
I couldn't watch the game that late. Mercedes, I know you stayed up late.
What an instant classic. And I would admit, I was trying to go to sleep. Because obviously we had to be up early in the morning. The only reason I stayed up was because of my wife, Jackie. She's like, nope, I'm invested now. I'm going to finish this.
That's how I was. It was 10:30 and I was like, I got to go to bed. No. I got to go to bed. And my husband's like, I can go downstairs and watch it. I'm like, no, I got to see what happens. So I'm laying there. I'm like, can you at least turn off the lights? Like, I need the lights off. Finally, this happens. It's 11:51 yes. When the game was over. I could not believe it.
I will say I'm glad I stayed up because, like I said, instant classic, one for the ages.
I mean, seriously, that was history that we were watching right there. Yes, that was so Shea amazing. Wade,
he got on base 8 times. I know he only hit 4 times because he was walked the other 4 times. But to get on base 8 times,
do you think they should have a rule like how many times you can do that where you can just automatically walk a batter? That made me so annoyed, but I guess that's baseball, right?
I mean, I guess it could get boring, but I mean, this guy's on fire. It's almost unfair.
I would not want him to hit against my team.
I feel like it's kind of a respect thing. Like, if I'm Shohei and I'm feeling like I'm getting walked every single time, I know. It's like, I know I'm good. Keep walking me. It don't matter. I know that we're still going to win this game. I think there's that pride in me that'd be like, that's okay. Keep walking me. That's fine.
I like that they instituted that rule where you just show the 4 fingers and you don't have to make them like pitch 4 wide. You know, that helps save time.
And then the Dodgers are paying them $700 million worth the investment already.
They already got their money back from him year one.
1,000%.
Yeah, they're like done. Insane. It's all profit from here on out.
Wow.
Also this morning, a new study out of the University of Tokyo is flipping the way we look at gray hair. Sure. We've all heard about the usual reasons for going gray: aging, stress, genetics. But researchers found something very surprising. Those silver strands might actually help your body fight off cancer. The study found a link between graying hair and melanoma, and it shows that the same process that drains pigment from your hair also helps your body's immune response. So instead of panicking when you see grays popping up, you might actually want to thank them. They could be fighting off cancer.
I get little strays sometimes of grays, and I'll just pluck them.
Yeah.
But then I asked Ramon, the weirdest thing, I never knew this about him. You have gray hairs on your beard?
I have beard, arm hair on my head. I can't believe you never noticed. This is such a great news for me.
You have gray beard hair, and then where else? Arms, you said?
Arm hair, and then on my head. Yeah, I've had grays for 10 years now. I get it from my dad and my dad's side of the family.
No way.
Is that a Latino thing? Because I started getting grays in my 20s, and yes, I was always like, what the heck? Like, why is this happening? And my mom told me the same thing. She's like, you get it from your dad's side.
It might be, yeah. Yeah, but I like them. I rock them. Salt and pepper. Call me George Clooney.
Not me. I'm like, bring on the hair dye. Bring on the hair dye.
I can't wait till I get over every other week, girl. I'm going to be up in their roots.
Yeah, why do you think I go see my hair lady all the time? Like, cover those up. Cover those up.
I thought you were going just to like, get a blowout.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I think you should rock them. You should rock them.
I don't know about that. Maybe one day. Maybe you and I together will rock our grays, okay? Did your wife, did she gray at all?
A little bit, but she's the same way. She's like, no. Nope, I gotta give her to these.
Yeah, we don't want them.
No.
Finally, this morning, have you ever had a major workplace fail where you just screwed up so bad on the job? This might be one of the biggest fails of the year. A Delta flight attendant accidentally deployed the emergency slide when the plane was still at the gate in Pittsburgh. Now, no one got hurt, but it caused quite a mess, and it's expected to cost the airline up to $70,000 to fix.
God.
Yeah, the flight was supposed to head to Salt Lake City. They ended up canceling it, and people were rebooked the next day. The flight attendant, who has 26 years of experience, apologized to everyone on board. It looks like he simply secured the door in the wrong order, and that triggered the slide. There's no, you know, are you sure button, you know, on there. Like,
yeah.
Are you sure you want to do this? And no, passengers did not even get to use the slide on their way out.
I would have been like, this is my chance to go down the emergency slide and wee.
That's the thing. And I was just going to say that. Why do we all say wee when we go down a slide?
I don't know. Wee! When I go down the slide, my arms are up. I'm waiting for James to push me down, and I go, wee! Go in little circles.
Are you one of those people that put their hands up on roller coasters, too?
Of course! Are you kidding me?
No, that's I feel like I'm going to fall off.
Do you say wee on a roller coaster?
I go, ah!
I'm like, help me, Mom!
I go, whoa!
Are you on a knock?
I don't know why I do that. I can't believe that Halloween is coming up. Friday is Nevada Day and Halloween, and it's supposed to be one of the most fun nights of the year, especially when it lands on a weekend night. That's going to be a lot of fun, depending on where you live. It could be either like really epic or a total letdown. I guess Wallet Hub, they ranked the best cities to celebrate Halloween, and Las Vegas made the top five.
Okay.
We landed at number five overall. We were number one for Halloween fun, and they compared the 100 biggest cities in the country on everything from costumes to candy stores to crime rates to how easy it is to trick-or-treat. And New York City, it was number one, thanks to its walkability, and they have a massive candy supply, apparently. But Vegas, we have costume parties, we've got haunted attractions, we have entire neighborhoods that go all out with the decorations and candy. So maybe the real question is whether, not whether or not Halloween is fun, but whether it's worth all the time and effort that we put into it.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but is there a more overrated holiday than Halloween?
Why do you think it's overrated?
I mean, come on. It's a made-up holiday. It's not a real holiday, right?
It's a real holiday.
It is a real holiday.
It's a made-up holiday by the candy company, right? Mars. I sell all these chocolates. It's a dangerous holiday. Have you ever tried to drive while these kids are trick-or-treating? You can only go about 2 miles an hour before you hit somebody. And then you...
Hopefully you don't hit somebody.
It's another excuse for adults to go out and party and drink. They don't care what it... Even if Halloween did represent anything, they don't care what it represented. Let's see what else I got here. You spent all this money on an outfit that you wear how many times? Once.
Maybe you wear it a couple times, depending on, like, if you wear it to work and if you go to multiple parties.
You're
going to
wear your costume to work? Oh, I guess. Oh, okay. But okay, I see what you're saying. But you're not going to wear it the next Halloween, are you? The next year, the following year.
I do. I repeat my costumes. I'm a proud costume.
These costumes are expensive. I'm not spending $100 on a jacket or whatever just to look like Michael Jackson in Thriller.
I feel like it really means more when you have kids. Like it takes a new, like, it's fun if you're going out and partying, but then when you have kids, you see it through different eyes, and it's so exciting.
Because if I didn't have a son, then I would forget all about Halloween. But I guess if I want to be positive for one thing, are some of the cool, like, Disney Halloween movies, like Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Other than that, I could do without Halloween.
Do you guys agree? Do you feel like Halloween is overrated? 702-364-9400. Or is there a holiday that is more overrated than Halloween? And I would say Valentine's Day.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Valentine's Day is truly a Hallmark holiday. That was only designed so we buy, like you said, Ramon, candies and cards and teddy bears. It's not even real. And it's like, it's such a ruse. Okay, let's go out to dinner and eat off of a prefix meal that I don't even like and with a bunch of other people that are here. Like, Valentine's Day, in my mind, is a bigger scam than Halloween.
I love Valentine's Day. I'm such a sucker for Valentine's Day. Me and James, every year, we're wondering, where are we going to go for Valentine's Day? I'm so sad that you don't like Halloween. You don't like Valentine's Day, but if I wanted to add on to the Debbie Downer list of holidays,
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
don't even get me started.
Those
on
are
Thanksgiving.
Fighting words, girl.
No, yeah, Thanksgiving.
You should go to jail.
It's everyone thinks they're so grateful for their life. I'm so thankful for my family, but really, everyone is so stressed out. I feel so bad for my aunt who's stressed out about the turkey. She has to clean her entire house when really you're spending all day cleaning and cooking when my Uncle Edwin's just going to come over, fall asleep during the football game, and leave early anyways. Like, Thanksgiving is so overrated.
Oh, you did not just come for Thanksgiving.
What
you
mean?
Did not. I will not stand for slander against the best food holiday that we have.
I enjoy the food. I enjoy the family gathering. If you like your family, it's a good holiday. Everybody's all in, you know, one table, one house, and, you know, good conversations. Like I said, if you like your family.
Okay, I love my family, but let's not act like Auntie Susie at play. She makes a 5-star Michelin meal. She doesn't.
Oh,
I love
her. But Thanksgiving's elite. It is the one holiday where no one expects you to bring a present. You can dress up or you don't have to dress up. Maybe you have to buy a pie. That's about it. The whole purpose of this day is to eat, wear your stretchy pants, and be in a food coma at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, food coma, and then what? You have to wake up the next morning at 5 a.m. to, you know, trample everyone for a TV at Best Buy?
I don't partake in that. You know what I'm doing? I'm waking up at 9 o'clock and eating more mashed potatoes and gravy. That's what I'm doing.
My mom makes so many tamales, I'm eating them for a week. So good.
It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.